Read slowly for me.
For we know that the law is spiritual.
The law is spiritual.
But I am carnal.
Now, wait a minute. The law is spiritual. Oh, praise God. I'm spirit-filled. But I am carnal. I want to live like this, but I keep living like this. Read.
Sold under sin.
I was sold. It ain't my fault I'm like this. Adam. Not Eve. Adam. Eve was deceived. Adam, wide open. I listened to her. I was sold under sin, and I'm doomed for death because of Mr. Adam. Read.
For that which I do,
I allow
not.
See, I rebuke that thing. Ooh, in the name of Jesus, I cast that thing out. I come against you in the name. I bind it. I claim it. I bind it and find it and shoot it and loot it and all those kind of things. Name it and claim it. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
For what I would.
What I would.
That do I not.
Uh-oh. I don't even do what I say. I say bind it and all that stuff, but I ain't doing it at all. I just words. Shh, don't tell nobody. Read.
But what I hate.
What I hate. I hate sin. I tell you what, sin. You'll never catch me doing sin again. I'm through with sin. You through with sin? Yeah, me too. I'm through.
That I do.
Uh-oh. What I said I'd never do, I did. I said I'd never do that, and Lord, shh. Don't tell nobody. Read.
If then I do that which I would not,
yeah,
I consent unto the law,
okay,
that it is good.
Oh, there we go. Now we're getting somewhere. I consent. I give up. I realize that the law is good. For Paul said, I had not known sin except by the law. Because of the law, I found out I was a sinner. I don't want to turn left when it says you can only turn right. I don't want to turn right when it only says I want to turn the direction I want to go. But I realize that there's something in me. I now consent that the law is good. It is holy, he said. It is spiritual because it deals with me. Read.
Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin... That dwelleth in me.
Wait, sin that does, it's where?
Dwelleth.
What does that mean?
Inside.
Lives. It's still alive. Yeah, it's still alive. And I've said many times, one can be dormant and the other one dominant, but dormant, the bear wakes up after a while. He's dormant. When he's dormant, well, pop, 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 you Mr. Bad Bear, you, I get you. Come on, put him up. But when he wakes up, nice knowing you. I'll see you later. Where's my shotgun? You see, and that's the way it is because he's still alive.
Right.
When sin revived, he said, I died. Only one can be dominant while the other's dormant. So read that verse again.
Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
Oh, now I got it. It's not really me. It's not really me. Because I want to serve. Who doesn't want to serve God? Who doesn't want the benefits of living for God? I mean, who doesn't? Who doesn't want eternal life and peace and prosperity and love and joy and mercy? Who doesn't want that? That's what I want. But I consent. That there's something in me that still is alive. You tell me all you want to, sin is dead and you're a liar. Because if I take God out of you, if God comes out of you, that thing's alive, buddy. You can do every wicked thing in the book and still can. Read.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh,
is in my flesh,
dwelleth no good thing.
No good thing.
For to will is present with me.
Oh, wait a minute. See, I know I'm no good. See, this is what you've got to come to. This is what I'm trying to teach you. You've got to consent. And once you consent to something, then you go on and do it. You can become better at it. But if you don't consent to it, then you'll struggle all your life with it.
Right.
He said, I'm trying to wake y'all up and realize that here I am, Paul, writing letters to you. And I want you to know there's somebody living in me I don't like. I still got struggles. You see me up here like, oh, praise God, wonderful God. But let me tell you, at nighttime, it's not the same way as it is when I'm in front of you. I still got struggles. Read.
But how to perform.
Read that start of the verse again.
For I know that in me.
I know that in me.
That is in my flesh.
That's in this carnal flesh.
Dwelleth no good thing.
There's no good thing.
For to will is present with me.
Lord, I want to live for God.
But how to perform that which is good, I find not.
How to do it. I know what my heart wants to do. I know what I want to do. God, help me. Help me, Lord. I just don't know how to do it. If I could just find a way to do it, I would do it. But I don't know how to perform what I want to do. That's frustrating. To want to do something and don't know how to do it. That's why so many things have instructions in it. Because if you get it and they don't give you instructions, you'll get frustrated with it and throw it down, want your money back. So they give you instructions to teach you how to do it. So Paul's giving them instructions. Let's call consent that we're sinners saved by grace. Can we do that?
Amen.
Can we start with that? Now, can we all consent that inside of you is still something alive called sin? There is somebody that can push your button and get it out of you. I promise you. I don't care how long you've been living for God. Let me tell you, all you kids are going to find out your personality when you get your driver's license. We'll find out. Oh, I'm a good driver. Oh, I'm going to be patient, you know, and I'm going to be a good driver. How many of you are driving? You driving? Oh, good. Anybody else driving? You driving?
Frank.
Are you driving? Are you? Yeah. Praise the Lord. And you know what? You think, oh, I'm going to be good. It won't be no time. You'll be saying, you old codger, you. Why don't you go? The lights done turned green 3 times. I'm saying, what's this crazy world coming to? Lord, why don't you let me in? Let me merge. I'll find out your real personality when you get your driver's license. That other thing, it'll come alive. Oh, yeah. It's still in me. I try to be patient sometimes, but I just grit my teeth. The other day, I wanted to open my door and walk up to the window and say, it turned green, and we missed it again. And then there's other times they get behind me, and as soon as it turns green, and I just want to put on my flashers and get out, check my oil, you know, see, make sure kick my tires. I'm just... Oh. Read.
For the good that I would, I do not.
Oh, wait a minute. The good that I want to do, I ain't doing it. I hadn't done it. I know what I said. I know what I promised. And I know what I vowed. But I hadn't found a way to perform it. Read.
But the evil which I would not, I do.
That's easy to do. That's easy. That's just in me. You know, I was born. Adam sold me out. I was born. It's easy to sin. It's easy. Don't even have to think about it. Because I was born in sin. Shapen in iniquity. You go to school. You'll find out they'll shape you like they are. Yeah, and before long you'll be driving like the world does too. Shapen in iniquity. Read.
Now, if I do that, I would not.
Now, if I do that, I would not.
It is no more I that do it.
You got to get this. If I do that, I would not. I find something here. It's not really me doing it. I'm glad we serve God with the heart, aren't you? Amen. It's not really what I want to do.
but sin that dwelleth in me.
Oh, we're back to that again. See, it's not really me that's doing it. It's that sinner that's in me. It's that sinner that's in me. Did you know you're all a sinner? It's still alive. And I want, as little as it may be, it keeps pulling me over the line. Read.
I find then a law.
A law. See, I'm talking about three laws. I find then a law.
That when I would do good, evil is present with me.
When I would do good. See, Eve wanted to do good, but guess who was present with her? The serpent. And when I would do good, there's a little voice that says, oh, you know, it really ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, it probably wouldn't hurt God. You know, just a little bit won't hurt anything. And all of you kids were going to grow up. None of y'all are drug addicts right now, I don't think, are you? None of y'all are alcoholics right now, are you? None of y'all are addicted to anything, are you, right now? No, but there's going to come a day that somebody's going to say, try this. And it won't hurt you. I've been doing it for years. Man, it's the best thing ever happened to me. And you're going to go, well, maybe your mama ain't here. When you would do good, evil is present with you. So I find then a law, when I would do good, Mr. Bad Guy is there to encourage me to do wrong. Where was God? God wasn't on the other side. Hey, stop. No, when I would do good, evil's there because God is good. Read.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
All right. I delight. Let's stop right there. I delight in the law of God after the inward. Ooh, save that. But you see, do we have, well, we don't need to put them up there on the screen. We can think of some of them. I'm going to need some help. And you know, the fruit of the Spirit. Name me one fruit of the Spirit. Love. Put that on. Love. Put it on. It's okay, you can mess up your hair like me. No, put it on like this. There you go. Now, get over there, love. Now, this is how tug of war works. You put your hands on this side of that line, anywhere down there you want to. But if this right here crosses this, you lose. You understand that? Grab the rope. And let me show you something. Love. Because by the time you get 18, I'm going to take, now you pull back. You pull back. No, resist me. Pull back. Because by the time you're 18, I'm going to take everything you love and make you hate it. Now, you can turn that around like me, because you're just like me now.
She is just like you.
When I would do good, now you're just like me. Go sit down. Tired of love, all that stuff about love. Love. I'll take the love out of them and I'll make them hate. I'll make them despise their mom and their daddy. Boy, I get through with them, I tell you what. Any of you guys play tug of war? Put that on, white guy. All right. Oh, wait a minute. No, we can't be half and half here. We're going to be all sinner, we're going to be all saint. There we go. Now, you got peace, right? You're peace. You look like a peaceful guy.
Yeah.
Like a peaceful guy. Wouldn't hurt nobody, would you? And when you drive, you're not going to cuss people out or anything like that, are you? You're going to be patient, right? Grab that rope. Yeah. Because I'm going to make his life so miserable that I'll take all the peace out of him. And before long, hold on. Uh-huh. Well, I'll take all the peace out of him. See, I already got all the peace out of him. Already got. Turn that around. You all right? You got to learn when to let go. Now sit down. All right. Got two of them. Love, joy. Joy. We need a joy. Who's joyful? Joyful. Joy. Put it on, joy. Go stand over there. Now don't do what he did. He's still hurting. Joy. I'll take all that happiness and joy you got. And by the time you're 16, you'll be so messed up in life, you won't know what joy is. I got you. There we go. Sit down. Oh, bringing in the sheep. Bringing in the sheep. I'll get one more. Brandon's is going to be, he'll be long suffering. Long suffering. I know I can get him on this. Grab a hold, Brandon. You're going to be long suffering. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm afraid of you. You're going to be long suffering. Now, if that green line crosses this line, you're a bad guy, right? You go from good guy to bad guy. You sure? Take a deep breath. Long suffering. He's going to be patient and wait. But I'm going to give him so much turmoil in his little life that he won't wait on anything. He won't wait on God. Don't burn your hands like the other guy did. You ought to learn from their mistake. See, I already got you right here, but that's all right. Why don't you wrap it around your hands like this? Go ahead. I'll give you time to do that. Wrap it around your hands. Now I can pull you easier. See, I'll trick you if I can't. Sit down. Wait a minute. You ain't long-suffering at all. You ain't got no patience whatsoever, boy. And I'm winning every one of them. Rain in the shoe. When that green goes across this line, your goose is cooked. Now, who was out there? Boom. All right, now. Oh, it's Brandon's sister. He don't have any patience with his sister. I know I can get. Okay. And this one, let's see. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness. Sister Meekness. Would you come over here, Sister Meekness? Okay, Sister Meekness. Right here. Yeah, that's okay. I'll pull her all the way. Wait a minute. Sister Meekness. How are you, Sister Meek? You're so humble. You're so quiet. And you look like you just love the Lord. But by the time I get through with you, you're not going to be so humble at all. You're not going to be so meek. Wrap it around your arm, your hands like your brother did. Go ahead. Wrap it. See how he did? Stop. Wrap it around your hands. There we go. That's exactly right. You didn't learn what he did. There we go. Now, turn that over. You're not so meek after all. You all right? Sorry to be so rough on you kids. Sit down. Wait, put this on. All right. Now, I've got all the fruit of the Spirit out of them, and they all serve me now. Read a little bit more of that.
But I see another law in my members.
Oh, wait a minute. Read the verse before that.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Wait a minute. It's no more I that does these things. I better learn what to delight in. Because I will never have delight in the work. Oh, no, y'all cheating. The works of the flesh. I'll never have delight in that. So I'd better delight in the law of the inward man, the one that wants to do good and can't find a way to perform it, the one that wants to be right and can't be right. I better delight in that.
Right.
Because I want to have a lovely life. I want to have a delightful life. But if I keep concentrating on what I do wrong, I'm going to have a bad life. I'm going to have a terrible life. I'll raise my kids to be like me. But if I learn to delight in what my heart really wants and what my soul really desires, I find a new law. Read.
But I see another law in my members.
I see another law.
Warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members.
Oh, we have. Now we got all three laws. We have the law of God. We have the law of flesh. And he said, I see another law, the law of my mind. There's three sides to every story. I did what I didn't want to do. I did it, but I didn't want to do it. And now I know I'm subject to the consequences, but the Lord knows my heart. Read.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
Oh, I got to acknowledge something here. Oh, wretched man that I was.
Am.
Used to be. No, sir. Oh, wretched man. I wish I could help some of these saints that think they're so godly realize how ungodly you are. You're ungodly trying to be godly. You become self-righteous. Job's problem was Job, was his own righteousness. Look how holy I am. Look how good I am. And the Lord said, did you hang the stars and the moon? And where does all the water that flows out of the river go into the sea and is still not full? Explain that to me. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who?
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
From who's going to deliver me from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil? For when I would do good, evil is present. Surely there's somebody that can deliver me from the body of this death. Read.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
There we go. Woo, I thank God through Jesus Christ yes. our Lord.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm refreshed. Watch this.
So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God.
Now, yes. But I with my mind, I serve God with my mind. My mind, I realize now that my mind is serving God. Read.
But with the flesh, the law of sin.
There's two of me. I finally consented that I'm holy and I'm not holy. I'm righteous and I'm unrighteous. I'm godly and I'm ungodly. And I finally consent, but I know who's going to win.
Right.
The one that's stronger. Hallelujah, the one that's stronger. Right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he said, oh, that I might not serve the law of flesh, but I might serve. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yeah. You know what that does for you, Brandon? When you serve Jesus Christ, your Lord, he takes this. And he restores the tree of life. You see, when Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden, the Bible said they put a cherubim with a flaming sword lest they would get back to the tree of life and live forever. Jesus Christ is that tree of life. And he took what Adam did wrong and redeemed him. The first man, Adam, was redeemed by the blood of the last man, Adam.